Hello and welcome to Gamercast episode 279, Max Payne Got Lost. This is the show recorded on the 23rd of January, 2012. Yes, so I'm your host, my name's Paul, and joining me this week, as always, is Catherine.
Hi.
Hello.
I'm a bit ill.
Oh, I.
That's
your wee excuse, is it?
It's an excuse, yeah. So if I start coughing and dying, you know why.
Oh, I.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so what's up?
Bit of interference there.
Yeah, it's your computer. Turn it off. Turn it off.
Not my computer, is it? Why is it doing that?
It's the camera being funny. Just ignore it. Nothing we can do about it now.
No. My camera's fine. But my camera's better than yours.
Well, I'd say mine's got better colours.
Really?
Because no offence, the room isn't red.
True. But that's getting...
Anyway, you know, man, the people, you know, man.
Uh-huh.
What's going on, man?
Well, does that mean I start with the news?
Yeah, what's going on?
What's going on? Okay.
Do you want to actually play the clip?
You can do.
Alright, here we go. This is how you officially know you're on the news.
Now for the news.
Do it.
Okay, so there's a fair few news items this week. Apologies if I run out of breath and start coughing or things like that. Can't help it. So Catherine News, as always, there's some more Catherine News just before the release date of the game, which is February 10th. They're doing the pre-order bonuses that they had in America, and, well, actually in America they didn't have the pre-order bonus, but in Japan they did. In America the pre-order bonus was just put inside with the game. We're getting a pre-order bonus in the UK, which is the soundtrack and art book. It's a very small art book and a soundtrack. I could have even just picked it up from downstairs and showed it off, I suppose. I should do that in the future. If I have sent it to pre-order bonus already or something, show it in the show. At least then anyone who's watching the video can kind of see it.
Yeah.
Isn't that a good idea? Yes. So the pre-order bonus is available in the UK only if you pre-order it through game. If you pre-order it through anyone else, sadly you won't get the soundtrack and the little art book. It isn't a full soundtrack, it's like a few select tracks. So it's not every single piece of music in the game. And if you were thinking, oh, I'll pre-order it now and buy this, if you wanted the Stray Sheep edition, or you don't do that, which is the collector's edition,
my camera, man.
I don't know, which is a collector's edition in the UK, if you wanted to get that and buy it from game on 360, they're sold out, or at least they're sold out of their allocated stock at the moment. They may get some more in, but word of advice, if you do want that pre-order bonus, to pre-order it now.
I'm making the camera
better. Yeah, at least if you want it on PS3, while you still can. Max Payne 3 has slightly been delayed. It never had a confirmed release date anyway. The images just all said March on them before. It's now been given a release date of May 15th in America, May 18th in like PAL territories, Europe, stuff like that. And that's for 360 and PS3. And, oh my god, the PC version's coming out May 29th in America and June 1st. Elsewhere. So if you wanted to pick up on PC, you'll have to wait a little bit longer. They haven't said if it's going to Windows Live. GTA 4 was. LA Noir wasn't. So, who knows? I like that you were just jumping up and down.
Well, I was testing the frame rate of it.
Which is very, yeah.
Because at the moment, it's going to do like a, not frame rate, the exposure. Because it's a very slow exposure at the moment.
It is very slow. That's why it's picking up your movements like it is right. So next up...
Damn camera.
Resident Evil 6 has been announced. Of course, there's lots of Resident Evils coming out. We've got Revelations coming out this week. We've got Operation Raccoon City coming out.
That'll do.
That's about it. Stupid bit of hair. Stop talking behind my ear. Well, now Capcom have officially announced Resident Evil 6. So Resident Evil 6 coming out November 20th this year, so actually very, very soon. I guess because they've had it in development for quite some time now and kept it quiet up until they thought, oh, we're ready to show some stuff, and they've got a trailer that's out. So if you go on the Gamecast website, there's a trailer on our announcement post for it. It's set 10 years after the original incident in Raccoon City, and the president is involved. They've never really done that kind of stuff before. And Leon, of course, was a very good friend of the president, of course, because, you know...
Leon, who's that?
Leon S. Kennedy. The main guy in Resident Evil 2, Resident Evil 4. Leon's cool. I prefer his Resident Evil 2 clothes the most, though. Better than his little woolly jacket thing. But it's weird because actually it has, well, from the trailer to to me it looks like they're having converging storylines, which is quite nice because Resident Evil storylines are usually quite set in stone, although of course Claire's story kind of runs alongside Leon's, then they meet up and then they kind of go off and then meet up again. In this you've got Leon, who is doing stuff in relation to the president. And there's a girl there as well. I haven't got a name there. And then there's also, at the same time, Chris arrives in China that's under bioterrorist attacks. That makes it look really Kane and Lynchy. Thank you, Paul. and then it also had whatever his face is. A dude who has blood that can save people. But he was like a merc, so a mercenary. He looks similar to that other dude, but I can't think of what his name is. But yeah, so Resident Evil 6, 20th of November. It's been announced for Xbox 360 and PS3. A PC version is promised, but has not had a release date announced.
What
so
about Shogun? Alongside. What about Shogun?
What about it? We were looking at it, weren't we?
Yeah, we were. Why is it not on the show notes?
When was it announced?
Who cares? It's going on the show notes. This game's coming out. It's Shogun.
Fall of the Samurai.
It's Sonic. It buy it.
Shogun 2 Fall of Samurai takes place at the Fall of Samurai.
Yeah, buy it.
We're looking at it and it's got railed rays and it's the newest. What do you say? It's the most recent in the timeline.
Recent in the timeline of the
of the Total War series.
Of the Total War games. I was about to say the Empire Shogun games.
Well, yeah.
Minus Rome, because no one cares about Rome.
Yeah, Shogun. What date was it that the website said?
March 15th or something, wasn't it?
I think Sega's website said March. Game trailers or somewhere said March 15th. I got Paul interested by showing him the pictures and talking about it, and we looked at all the new stuff.
Yes, I will be purchasing a copy from someone.
It's also a standalone game as well. So like Napoleon was.
Yeah, so it's,
well, so you won't need Shogun 2.
And it's 400 years later, so that's a wicked... crazy.
Oh yeah, loads of new weapons. There's third person view stuff we read in certain guns, which we're not sure how that's going to work. Lots of new ships, some steam powered ships. Steam's always cool.
Yeah, Steam's fantastic as a content delivery system.
Okay, so next up, Syndicate news. They are releasing a demo which comes out no date. End of January, I think I saw that later on. Yeah. End of January, they've said. So they haven't said an exact date. So it could be... I don't think they'll do it this week. But then again, actually, end of January for demos would be this week. But then again, end of January / start of February. Of course, Syndicate comes out on the 24th of February. So it's quite close to its release. Now just under a month away. And they're releasing a four-player co-op demo for people to have a play and get the gist of the game. No single-player demo, only four-player co-op. But of course, there is a big emphasis on the separateness of the single-player and the co-op. So yeah, it'll give people an idea of what it's like. Apparently, the co-op demo is being available for a limited amount of time. So I guess I'll take it off after a while. But yeah, I'm interested in seeing a bit more on it. I saw a preview for it on GameSpot today, and the guy had played the co-op, and even though he was like really against the new Syndicate game because it was not Syndicate, as in like original style Syndicate, he had like dubious thoughts. he was a bit dubious about it and didn't know if he'd enjoy it or not, and actually really enjoyed the co-op stuff. So I think I will definitely pick up that demo when it's available.
Yeah, in other news, The Darkness.
Yes, The Darkness 2 has a demo that's available. Has a
demo.
Available. So if you are an Xbox Live Gold member, you can already get it. If you're not, the demo will be available from tomorrow for everyone. It's going to be available on Steam, PSN, and Xbox Live. That's in America, sorry. January 25th, so the day after for the UK. Because, of course, things come out on Wednesdays over here, whereas in America they come out Tuesdays.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, if you're in America land, tomorrow. If you're in UK land or Europe, the day after, so on Wednesday.
So what's this about the 3DS eShop?
So on the Nintendo 3DS eShop, they've released two new demos, one of which is Resident Evil Revelations. I haven't actually played it yet. I've downloaded it. But I imagine it's the same as the E3 demo I played. Actually, not yet. I reckon it is actually the same one, because I heard someone else playing it and they said about the thing in the bathtub. And that's what I remember from E3. So there's Resident Evil Revelations demo out.
No, I
don't
feel that well.
Cooking Mama... that's because you shook your head around. Cooking Mama 4 demo out as well. So if you pop on there, you can download them. You can also use the new sleep download system if you don't want to have to wait for it to download. Yeah.
Mario Party 9
has been announced and is coming out for the Wii on the 2nd of March, which is quite soon considering they just announced it. This is of course a new Mario Party game. They've been going since the N64. I'm amazed they're at number 9 already, because I still remember number 1 that I have. Yeah, well, I think they sell okay. I'm not sure how well they actually sell. They've added 80 new minigames, there's a boss battle style minigame, and of course it's got all your favourite Mario characters and is only available on the Wii.
But it doesn't have Chewbacca, does it?
Why would it have Chewbacca? Anyway, he's Chewy. That's
Star Wars.
It's Chewy. Next up,
Blaze Blue
Continuum Shift Extend has been announced.
No, if they want to call it Blaze, you put an E after the Z.
Has been announced fairly recently, but also they've announced a limited edition version of the game coming out. P-Cube love to do their limited editions. Well, not P-Cube. Arc System Works and P-Cube together, because P-Cube do the publishing, I believe. Love to do their limited edition versions of the game. They do like a manga edition usually as well, and always limited edition. Manga editions are always smaller stock, and the limited editions are more wider. So I'm just going to have some more.
That's cool, because I can take over talking about what's going on. So it's a game, yeah? And it's not Prototype 2, it's Blitz Blue.
Yes. So the limited edition is going to have 12 high-quality prints, which apparently offer a rare glimpse into the art design process. So they aren't just going to be character sheets. They'll be a bit more in-depth in it, or I'd like to think. There's an art card. I can't read that. There's an art card.
Hubba jibba jibba.
Mm-hmm. They're printed on special stuff. It's got never before force in concepts, sketches, and technical drawings. These prints are actually exclusive to Europe, so anyone in America won't be able to get these prints. And they're only with the European version of the limited edition. It also has a soundtrack that has new music from Extend, because of course Blaze Blue Continuum Shift has already been out. I believe that was the one on the DS and available on Xbox Live as a piece of DLC for... No, wait. Oh, I'm thinking of Continuum Shift 2. Yes, I am. Continuum Shift Extend, anyway. It's got some new music from Extend and two vocal arrangements by certain people. And apparently it's the most feature-packed Blaze Blue to date. It's got all DLC characters as a standard brand new character and a Calamity Trigger story in it as well, but remastered. But mainly it's the fact that you get these 12 print cards. It doesn't say what size they are, but as I said, they're art cards. I'd imagine they're quite small, so hopefully they're quite detailed so you can actually see them. I'm dying here right now.
Don't die.
Prototype 2, they're doing a comic with Dark Horse to be released kind of alongside the game, which comes out on February 15th.
Well, the game...
Oh, wait, sorry, the comic comes out February 15th. The game comes out April 24th.
Game's April.
Yeah. It's a digital comic that is going to be broken into three stories that bridge the gap between the original prototype and Prototype 2. Rising Star have announced their new release schedule. Of course, they released... Well, they announced last year they were releasing BitTrip Complete and BitTrip Saga, which are the Nintendo Wii and Nintendo 3DS versions of the BitTrip games. They've also announced they're releasing Super Black Bass 3D, which is a fishing game, as you may guess, with a bass in the title. Cradle of Rome 2, which is a puzzle game related to building the Roman Empire. They've already released Cradle of Rome already. And Harvest
Moon... Egypt and things like that.
Yeah. Harvest Moon Tower 2 Towns... which I believe is the DS, the new DS Harvest Moon. It's not the 3DS one, though, which is a shame. I know they're doing the 3DS one as well. So they're doing the DS version and the 3DS version, which is nice, because that's been out for quite some time over in America and the US. America and Japan. Because, of course, Natsumi are, like, their first party publisher, well, are their publisher over there. Then we've also got Cradle of Persia as well, which is just, like, Cradle of Rome 2, I imagine. Akai Katana Shin, which is a cave shooter.
Cave troll! They have a cave troll!
On Xbox 360. We've got Tofu Collection on DS, Rune Factory Oceans on PS3, so a new Rune Factory game. Shifting Worlds on 3DS, which you invert the world at will.
Don't invert my controller.
I haven't heard of Shifting World. I'll have to look into that.
And it's like that game on Windows Phone where you flip the gravity. Gravity guy. In it.
I haven't played that.
You haven't found my guy.
And finally, Way of the Samurai 4 on PS3.
Okay. So that's all fun. BioShock Infinite news now. Because everyone's, of course, looking forward to BioShock Infinite because it's BioShock in Lando Land.
I'm looking forward to it.
Damn Lando
and Cal. Yeah, Lando Land, Cloud City.
Oh dear. So what's the news, man? What's this 1999 mode about?
They've announced that they're doing a 1999 mode, which is a more challenging style mode. Apparently,
why is it 1999?
I'm not sure why they've chosen that name, but apparently you see the action. The consequences from the actions you take in the game. So if you do a certain thing, it may adversely affect something that happens a bit later on. And it's more... what's the word? It's more harsh about it, apparently. And as well as that, things like... So you had the Vita chambers in BioShock 1 and 2. Not that I ever died in BioShock 1 and 2. Did you ever die? I mean, there's an achievement anyway for not dying, so you don't die just so you can get the achievement. But they're making it so you really have to think about where you die, because if you don't have the items you'd need to respawn, you will get game over. And that's it. Like, I believe then, of course, you might be able to go to your last save or something like that. But that's quite cool that they're adding that kind of thing. There's more of a weapon power and health management, so I imagine ammo will be more sparse. You'll want to use your plasmids more. Like that plasmids. I'm Spider-Man. But it's a plasmid. Electrovolt. Fine, don't laugh at me at all.
I'm more interested in what the chat room's saying.
Well, everyone loving your hat. But yes, I think it's pretty cool sounding. I might actually be tempted to play it on 1999 mode first. I imagine there will be achievements linked to this mode. So also 1999 mode is not like a difficulty level. It's a mode in itself and you still choose the difficulty level. So apparently you could actually even find 1999 harder than hard. Or whatever their chosen highest difficulty level is. But I think it sounds quite nice. Getting more consequences like that can adversely affect the game. Mm-hmm. It doesn't say whether it affects the dialogue or anything like that. It might just be that if you kill this guy, you never get to see something. But at the end of the day, if that also then means everyone has their own experience from playing Bioshock Infinite, that's really cool.
Fate / Extra.
Mm-hmm.
So Ghostlight have today announced that they will be bringing Image
Proof. No, not today.
Fine, yesterday or the day before? Well, last week.
Thursday, I think it was.
Thursday.
So a while back, Ghostlight were going to announce a new piece of news. They do a lot of PSP releases. So they did, of course, even though sadly the PSP is a bit dead now, they released Persona 2 Innocent Sin. They also released Persona 3 for PSP as well, and Heroes of Trails in the Sky, something like that. And they were going to announce something like a month or so ago, and then they couldn't because their deal didn't go through, and they finally announced they're releasing Fate Extra, which is made by Image Pooch. What an awesome name, Image Pooch. And Type Moon, they're the people who worked on it originally, or of course one of them, I guess, would have been the publisher. But yes, so Fate Extra, it's an RPG. They like to bring RPGs to the console. Sadly, of course, PSP is a little bit dead. But yeah. A new RPG for your PSP.
Indeed. And of course, Trine 2 has
been slightly delayed for the PS3.
Delayed on PS3.
So it's been out on Steam since the...
ages.
It's not... So it came out retail on the 16th of December. It came out on the 9th of December on Steam. And it came out on XBLA a few weeks back. Sadly, the PS3 version has been delayed. Atlas and Frozenbyte, Atlas being the publisher in America and Frozenbyte, the developers from Finland, apologise for the delay, especially because, of course, Trine originally came out on PS3 first. Or PS3 and Steam. But it will be coming out soon, and they apologise for its delay. Next up, some MCM Midlands Comic Con news, which is actually pretty exciting news, at least for me anyway, or anyone who's a Final Fantasy fan or a big JRPG fan, because this dude's done a lot of stuff in his history of working in games. So to get more people to Midlands, because of course not many people go to the Midlands,
who'd want to go to the Midlands? I don't even know where the Midlands is.
So
is it near the South Downs somewhere?
So the MCM Midlands happen in Telford, which is like there's Wales on the map, and Telford's up here near Birmingham and stuff.
So is it north of Wales or north of Birmingham?
Well, it's kind of in between.
Okay, so you've got Wales, around Liverpool way?
Wales, Birmingham, Telford, around that. I think I had a look at it earlier because I was just wondering, oh, I haven't been to Telford, where is it? It's quite far away.
Midlands. Oh, funny name for a country.
So, of course, because it happens in the Midlands, not that many people usually go because everyone goes to London MCM Expo instead. At the Midlands Expo, which happens on the 18th of February, so just under a month's time, they've got Hironobu Sakaguchi going, who is one of the original Squaresoft guys. So he used to work at Square, worked on like pretty much every Final Fantasy game, Vagrant Story, lots of cool stuff. He worked for them back when they were Squaresoft, and then of course merged into Square Enix. His last game was Final Fantasy XII, but then he left and made Mist Walker, who of course the people that exclude Enchanted Arms, made the first JRPGs for the 360. So they did Blue Dragon and Lost Odyssey, and they kind of really turned it around and encouraged other Japanese developers to make games for the 360 as well, because Blue Dragon sold quite well over there. And then he did a bit of stuff on DS, and now more recently they've worked with Nintendo to make The Last Story, which is a Nintendo Wii game coming out just after the Midlands Expo. So I think it's the 24th of February that Last Story comes out. It's a very nice looking RPG. It's actually probably one of the best looking Wii games that's coming out. But then of course everyone's going to the Final Potential of the Wii anyway, as you know, it's kind of on its last legs with the Wii U coming up. But he's going to be there. They've said he's going to be signing at Nintendo's booth as such. They haven't said what. I imagine they have Last Story posters as the game won't be out. But if you do want to go along, I recommend you pick up any of your Final Fantasy sleeves or any of your 360 games.
Yeah, just hassling to sign everything you've got.
Just go on Wikipedia and search.
Sign my Skyrim hat.
Hironobu Sakaguchi, and you'll be able to find his list of games. See what sign games you got.
Sign my Iron Hell.
Bring them along with you, and even if he's not signing, at least you brought them along in case he is. Because if you don't take him along and he is signing, then you'll regret it for your life. Because he will probably never come to the UK again.
Nah, they bother, like, he's not allowed here anymore, that's it.
But yeah, so it happens on the February 18th, apologies for slurring, and ticket prices vary depending on what time you go, because they do early bird tickets and all that kind of stuff. Then other last story news, as I just spoke about it, I put this after on purpose, they've announced a clever limited edition version of the game, which comes in a box similar to what Skyward Sword recently came in, and the Xenoblade Chronicles Collector's Edition, which came with the red controller. So it's in a big card box. Then in the with the game, you get a steel sleeve that the game then goes in, a soundtrack, and a very small little art book. Mm-hmm. The art book hasn't said how many pages it has. The soundtrack has 7 tracks, and it looks quite nice. You can pre-order it from a few places at the moment. Amazon had it up, but they seem to have sold all their or allocated all their pre-orders. It's only £45. Which is about the retail price of the game anyway, so you're not paying that much more for the soundtrack and the art book. But you can get it on Shop 2. I think Game have got it up. I know Shop 2 definitely have. But yeah, Last Story looks interesting. It's also quite weird because it's got a deathmatch and co-op mode in it as well. So it's got a lot of online play, and there's certain bits of loot you can only get from the online stuff. But yeah, have a look. It's got really nice artwork on the front of the box though, so you should definitely check it out. The artwork on the limited edition is actually what was voted for as well, which we mentioned about a month or so ago.
Oh yeah,
they did a like a little competition on Nintendo's website where you could vote for what the box art would look like, and obviously they decided we'll go with the box art for the limited edition, which is the big one in the corner, that corner. That one there. Whatever. I'm not pointing around anymore. But yeah, as you can see, it's got the steel book tin thing, which is the one in between the soundtrack and the game, and then you've got the art book at the edge. So I think that's nice because Nintendo seem to be doing a lot of collections that are similar to the price. Although Zelda was a little bit more.
Oh, why?
EA and BioWare have announced that the Mass Effect 3 demo is coming out on February 14th. So, Valentine's Day. I guess they want to be controversial. I don't know. But they've chosen that. If you have a copy of Battlefield 3 and have done the early access stuff, which I think is, I believe, just registering your code.
No, I ain't done nothing. Do I have to do something? Or what?
You're not going to play Mass Effect 3.
Oh.
Are you? Do you want to play the demo?
Nah.
No, didn't think so. If you've...
Like, can I be bothered?
If you've done the early access things, they've also said they're going to announce a few other ways to gain early access. If you are going to do that, you'll be able to play the co-op multiplayer stuff in the demo from February 14th. Otherwise, that goes live on the 17th. The demo, if you don't have early access, will just have single-player stuff from the start of the game. And yeah, they've also said the demo is going to have the Kinect voice recognition functionality built in it already, so we can see what it's like.
Yeah, that's kind of cool.
There hasn't been any new things yet. Someone just said in the chat room as well, and the figurine DLC thingies. So in America, they're doing figures that you can buy, or a series of figures that you can buy for, I think it was $7 each or something like that. I heard someone talking about it today. And for each figure you buy, you get a piece of DLC that you can then put in the game.
Fun.
So similar to what they did with $17.99, okay, a bit more than I said, $17.99. Like, of course, with Uncharted 3, Sony did a thing with Subway where if you bought the massive, they were probably like this big drinks from Subway, thank you, Paul, you got a piece of DLC for Uncharted 3. So I don't know, I suppose it's a thing to do because people love figures. People love figures. How random. And you know,
don't mess with my elite camera skills. I'm the man with the camera.
If you're gonna buy them anyway, you'll get some DLC for free.
So I just think your hands look like claws and like a... Shank,
Shank 2 has had a release date announced, which is sorry, February 8th. It's coming out on XBLA for 800 Microsoft points and PSN for $9.99, which is of course all cheaper than Shank, because Shank was 1,200 points, so obviously they learnt from their lessons and decided to make it a little bit cheaper. It's also got a new survival mode where you can team up with a friend locally or online, so it's actually got some online stuff that's quite fun. So yeah, it's a nice 2D side-scrolling. Deadlight has been announced, which is a new game. I believe we mentioned this a while back.
It's an Xbox Live title. Yeah. They basically got publisher now and blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, it's zombies. It's like a survival game, but it's supposed to be different to your usual kind of survival game. We did mention this quite some time ago, because they'd announced they were going to make something that was different, but didn't really have any 100% details.
According to the chat room, it's a zombie side-scroller.
Yeah. There is a trailer out now, which I haven't watched.
You haven't watched?
No.
Oh, man!
I'm sorry, I've been coughing to death. But Deadlight's coming out during the summer of next year.
Double Fine, a.k.a. The Guy.
It's like you should say that, like Super Fun Happy Slide.
Super Fun Happy Slide!
Double Fine. Oh, it's got too many words. Happy Action Theatre. So Double Fine Happy Action Theatre.
Super Fun Happy Slide!
Which is
a Kinect.
Yeah, it's the kind of family fun friendly Kinect game that's coming out on XBLA. It's going to be 800 Microsoft points and it's coming out February 1st. Their kind of main feature that they're trying to do is that it's a simple walk-in, walk-out game. So there's no menus, there's no UI. You jump straight into the game. So kids don't have to sit through boring menus while you're trying to get to the game. They can just go straight into it.
Or they're not yelling, "Mommy, Mommy, how do I play the game?"
Yeah, what do I do? What do I do? Just load the bloody game.
Language.
I just said bloody.
Language.
It's totally British. It's fine.
Nah, nae bother. It's needed now.
It's time for
Name
That
Game.
It is. Okay, so last week, everybody would have heard.
Mercenary, you're going in the wrong direction. The enemy is to the northwest.
Yeah, whoopee doodah. Nobody correctly guessed what it was. Catherine guessed it was MechWarrior. The answer was actually Chromehounds. The clues given were it's got walking tanks, and I think that's the main clue I gave on it. Walking tanks.
I couldn't
tanks.
Think of any games in the mech. In like game. Like, not Japanese mech games. And. Not in the MechWarrior series. I just couldn't think of anything other than Steel Battalion. I knew it was a Steel Battalion. Bloody Chromehounds. The game you can no longer play. Because they shut the servers down, right? And it was only online?
I don't know, but the chat room did say, people play Chromehounds.
I know some people that play Chromehounds. That's the end of that story.
This week, we've got something a little bit older. This goes back to the PlayStation 1 days.
Oh, why?
Pinky
versus
Hirokun.
That Pinky sounds well familiar.
Oh, really? PlayStation 1, that's the only clue you're getting. We've had someone in the chat room. I guess it was Buster Groove. So we'll write that down. Mr. Ghost Galleon. The other person in the chat room says no clue.
Pinky.
Nice guess, sir. Ah, come on, Catherine.
Pinky. That bloody announcer sounds really familiar.
It's PS1. I haven't played it because I didn't have a PS1.
I won't play it. You wouldn't know.
I don't know. I didn't know you when you were 4.
I didn't have a PS1 when I was 4. I think more like 12.
PS1 when you were 12? Man, I had a PS1 when I was 11.
Yeah, but I should have had newer consoles when I was 12. No other clues.
PS1. I didn't have time to get clues because
there's
lots
of games on PS1.
I can only think of one: Resident Evil.
How about Resident Evil 2?
What? No bother. There's no such thing.
Resident Evil 3.
No bother. Come on.
Thank you. I just know it sounds familiar.
Sounds familiar.
Picky. I don't know. I can't hear what that other name is versus...
Sounds like Ninja or Ninja or Niki or Nuki or some other crazy thing. Don't ask me what it is. I wasn't really paying attention when I recorded it.
Oh.
I'm just like, I need a game. This'll do. Record.
Did you even hear it when you recorded it?
No. 5.
I was going to say, 4, I never heard anything when I was downstairs.
3.
That's okay. Sounds familiar.
2. 1. 0. Okay, Catherine doesn't know. If you think you know what it is, feedback at gamercast.net or leave a comment on the blog at gamercast.net on this week's particular episode, which is 279, or leave a comment on the YouTube video as well, which is available on YouTube, funnily enough.
I wonder if that guy's right. I never
Ghost Galleon. I don't know, I never played Buster Groove.
Although I do own a copy now and have not played it yet.
Oh, maybe you should have played it. You never know. Maybe
I
bought
a Japanese copy. Would
maybe,
I buy a UK
maybe
copy?
You
actually, no.
Have played it.
Japanese one was number 2. Yeah, I've got a copy of it now. I don't know where it is.
New releases this week.
Okay, so we've actually got 4 games worthy of our...
3 games.
I see 4.
There's 3 games, 1 accessory that I thought I'd mention as well.
Sorry. There's 3 games which are worthy of being on release list this week. The most worthy is, of course, Resident Evil
Revelations
3D, which is a PlayStation 1 game, I hear.
Okay, so Revelations 3D is, of course, the first Resident Evil game to hit the 3DS, and actually the first Resident Evil game to hit the Nintendo handheld since... Deadly Silence? Is that what they're called?
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm thinking the wrong game. No, how am I?
CSI, Fatal Conspiracy, or Deadly Shadows,
is Deadly
or
Silence a GPA?
Deadly Fatal Something or other,
no,
or NCSI,
no,
or
the,
Ninja Gaiden meets Mortal Kombat and blows up with Liu Kang and...
Am I thinking of the right title? I'm not, am I? So they re-released, of course, originally Resident Evil on the DS.
Man, that Iron Hell was compressing my brain.
Oh, it was called Deadly Silence. Phew. So it was like a port of the original game with some added touch controls. This, however, is a just made... What, you want me to put it on? This is a made only for Nintendo 3DS.
Give it
not
mine.
No, I was going to put it on.
Mine.
Fine, don't let me bloody put it on.
I nicked it, it's mine.
I haven't put it on. Can I put it on?
You've got 10 seconds. 5, 2, 1. Time's
5,
up.
5, 2, 1. You can't count. I think you've made it really big.
Suits you.
That.
Come on, we want to hear about the game.
So it's made specifically for the 3DS, nothing else. It's set on a boat. So, of course, similar to Resident Evil Gaiden, which came out on the Game Boy Color. I believe it was on the Color. Or maybe just the original Game Boy. I think it was on the Color. It's set on a boat again. So it's on a boat. The zombies aren't generally zombies, at least from what I've played of it already. This is just really creepy. They've got barnacles on them and stuff like that. So, like, what you'd imagine from a boat that's been under the sea. But it's a pure Resident Evil. It's not, like, action-based what you get nowadays with Resident Evil 4, Resident Evil 5. This is a pure Resident Evil game for the Nintendo 3DS. It's really cool. You can buy, which also comes out this week, which is next, the Circle Pad Pro, which allows you to have another analog stick on your 3DS. So... Your 3DS will have a side attachment that then slots on where the buttons, the face buttons are, allowing you to use dual analog sticks, really. It comes out just in time for Metal Gear Solid Snake Eater 3D as well, and for Resident Evil Revelations 3D too, which I think is quite nice, because then of course you'll be able to play it with your analog sticks, one for moving, one for controlling the camera. But then again, actually, it's a Resident Evil game. There is camera control, but so it's not all static cameras.
There's also a stuff pack coming out for Sims 3.
Yes, Sims 3 Master Suit. Sweet? Is that sweet?
Master Sweet Stuff.
Master Sweet Stuff. Suit. Sounds like sweet, sweet stuff, like sweeties. It comes with lots of stuff, as they are. They're always £10. They haven't gone up in price, are they? They're still £10, aren't they?
£10 last time I had looked.
Yeah. You get bed, a romantic canopied bed, 40s inspired chair, and more. And give you Sims a bathroom makeover, the spas, vases, candles, rose petals, things to make things romantic, lots of new clothes to dress to impress, and new hairstyles that are more elegant looking to match your Sims. And then finally we've got Fate of the World Tipping Point, which is the retail release of Fate of the World, which has been out, I believe, for some time via download, and this is a dramatic global strategy game that it puts the future of the Earth in your hands, so you've got to try and manage everything so global warming doesn't kill the world pretty much. Is that Games Team? Redemption?
Who are you talking to? Are you talking to
myself?
Yourself?
Don't. But yeah, so you do stuff with the climate, food, power, living.
The power!
Trying to sort out the population.
First you get the power, then you get the women.
Where's about the money?
Oh, then the money. Then
you get the women. Sorry.
Can I have the money now, please?
But yeah, so this is the retail release of Tipping Point.
Okay.
What a bit of the world.
Well, that's a fun week we've got lined up this week.
I suppose Tipping Point is a sequel, though. So I should say that. Of the original. But you're still doing the same stuff. You're saving the world at your fingertips.
Mm-hmm.
Can I take this off?
If you want.
My head's really hot. Oh my god.
Well, just think, I wore it for like an hour. Or like 40 minutes or something. Is that it for this week?
Yes, that's pretty much it.
Good. Because otherwise I'd have to put my modem on. Oh no, I got cut off. So that's it for this week.
Yep, we will catch you next week.
We'll be back next week for episode 280.
There's a few more releases.
And we will find out if Ghost Galleon is correct about Buster Move or Groove or whatever
Groove.
He said.
Get it right.
The game, get it right. PlayStation.
Buster Move is Bob.
Yeah, yeah, whatever. Well, this game might have been now. I don't know. Who knows, man?
It goes.
Who knows?
Anyway, Buster Move is totally different. And you have little guys going. Ba-ya-ba, when they finish the levels and bubbles and stuff.
So yeah, we'll catch everyone next week.
Mm-hmm. And we will catch you then.